1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon. You're very welcome to Liveline. Ian, I'd imagine you're saying to yourself, it's not enough that they burgle your house, but why did they have to destroy it too?
I don't know. I just don't know. I think it's just pure spite.
How bad was the damage?
Well, I was at work in Limerick, and I got a call on the shop phone, and one of the lads said, you're wanted. And realising something is wrong, like, you know, when you get a call on the shop phone. So the wife rang me, and she said, the house is after being burgled. And said, the house is after being burgled, you know?
Uh-huh.
And so I said to my boss, I said, listen, the house has been burgled there. And the wife says, the place has been ransacked.
And when you got home, how bad was it?
The kitchen press, every one of the kitchen presses is all pulled out all over the ground. And they ransacked the baby's bedroom. And then down to our bedroom, then the main bedroom, and just turned all that upside down.
They ransacked the baby's bedroom. What did they think they were going to find in there?
Well, you see, maybe they thought there were presents or something there, you see. The baby's 12 weeks old. And all her clothes and all her toys and all that were stored there. You know what I mean?
And what did they make off with?
All the good jewellery, some electrical items. My son has 10 chickens, he's 8 years old, and basically he gets about 8 eggs a day, you know, sometimes 7 eggs a day. So we'd say 48 eggs a week, and he sells them for €2 per half dozen. So that's €16 a week since the beginning of April, you know.
Very enterprising of him.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And he had all that stashed away somewhere safe.
Well, we have a little money box that you could buy in a euro shop, like, you know.
Uh huh.
And you know, he puts his €2 in and €2 in, and then he does other jobs and he gets a few other pound, and we had another money box then for anything underneath 50 cents. At the end of the day, went in there as well. They were taken down to the bedroom and cut open with a knife, you know. And what if the wife was nursing the child down in the bedroom? Thanks for God she was in her mother's house, you know?
Indeed.
They took some money that my son had accumulated from a shave or die as well, you know? And a few other bits and pieces, a few other notes that were hidden away. You know, not too much because we haven't got much, but they took that as well. But the state of the bedroom and the state of the kitchen was just untold.
And
we have an alarm.
Sorry, go on.
We have an alarm as well.
When you say the place was ransacked, was it ransacked in a way that would make you believe that they were genuinely looking for stuff, or is there something spiteful about the way that it's been?
No, they were looking for stuff, and when they didn't find it then, because they just ripped every single drawer around. When they couldn't find what they wanted and the alarm was going off, we gather they just decided to go hell for leather in the bedroom, you know.
And how had they got in? Because, you know, the Gardaí will always say at this time of year.
I have two big metal gates in my house, and they're 6 foot high. But they just hopped over the wall, in around the back, and by looking at the windows, they got like a screwdriver on the top of one window and a screwdriver in the bottom, and just pulled them asunder and hopped in the back window.
Okay.
And the alarm went off then. And my next door neighbour came down into her kitchen. She looked through the gap in the ditch and she saw somebody run up the driveway and over the wall. So she went out onto the road and she got the number of the car and the description of the car.
And was that any use to the Gardaí?
She gave it to the guards, and the guards were out within seconds. Well, as quick as they could, like from Nina.
Oh my word! You have sent in a picture here, Ian, to one of our producers, which I've just been given now. They didn't just ransack the place; they absolutely gutted it. This is unspeakable.
They destroyed, as you can see, my friend. They absolutely destroyed it, didn't they?
They really did. And tell me, when the Gardaí came, because usually these things happen in spates, and that they'll be hitting or targeting an area.
The guards told us in and around Nina on Friday there were 12 robberies inside 2.5 hours reported to them.
Good Lord, they were busy.
So, well, unless there was a gang of them, do you understand me, and they're on a spree.
And you had an alarm, and all of your windows and doors were locked.
Were locked.
So you're doing everything right.
The gate was padlocked and chained. So basically, my house rings four numbers when the alarm goes off, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So when the alarm goes off, it rings four numbers, and it happened to ring my mother-in-law's house, which is less than 5 minutes from my house. And by the time everybody got into the cars and flew out there, they were gone.
Have you ever thought about getting a big, loud, yappy, scary-looking dog?
I was on Dundee there, and I was talking to a... Actually, I have a spaniel at home, and they give the dog a good few boots.
With the best will in the world, we're not talking about spaniels here. We're talking German Shepherd territory.
What I'm saying is they actually kicked my dog and upset my dog and frightened him, you know?
Mm.
So I was on Dundee last night, and you can get Rottweiler pups microchipped. You can get pups microchipped, Rottweiler pups, €250 each with papers, you know. And then there's a man.
Well, just be careful about the way you go about doing that, because we don't want to be taking a call from you in a few weeks' time, having bought off a puppy farm.
No. This is all legitimate. Like, but you know, you'll get papers and they'll be wormed, and you can see the parents and everything. You know, it's all legitimate.
It is about putting every obstacle in their way so that they'll just take a look at your house and say, no, we'll move on to the next. This is just not worth it.
You know what I mean? It's just horrible. You can see from the pictures there the damage they did do to the house. But the most upsetting thing is that they actually stole from my son.
Sorry?
The worst, most upsetting thing is that they stole from my son. You know, they stole his egg money.
Yeah, well, there's that, but there's also, and I'm looking at some very, very upsetting looking pictures here. They have been through everything in your house. I'd say the sense of violation must be something awful. How is your wife after this?
My wife is a very, very, very strong-minded person, but she's just, she was very upset, but my son is traumatized. He's 8 years old, and he has to sleep with us now, and he won't go down to his bedroom by himself.
Really?
He won't go down to the toilet. We have to hold his hand around the house. We can't leave him in a room or anything, you know. He comes with us, and he's such an outgoing chap.
And is there an official neighbourhood watch in your area, or was it just good neighbours doing what they should do?
There is a community alert. Yeah, there is a community alert, which I am part of, and everybody looks out for each other. I mean, my next-door neighbour, she rang the guards with the number, and we had two very, very close neighbours were down within 60 seconds of the car driving away, you know? Everybody looks out for each other around here.
And is there a Garda station still open in Nina?
Oh, the Garda station, it's a big, big Garda station, yeah.
And
but they're just under so much pressure, and they were so, so nice.
But they did get out to you that day, did they?
But the guards called out. They were out very, very shortly, but the scenes of crime didn't come out until 24 hours later because they'd been so busy.
Right.
The guards are doing their best. They really, really are trying. But, you know, it's just the resources that they have, the cutting hours, the cutting money, they just can't cope. Something like this, and it's not just my house, it's all the other houses around up and down the country.
The mind does boggle though, because the pictures that I'm looking at of what was done suggests something that goes beyond somebody who might be drug addled or somebody who's in a hurry. There is something truly spiteful about what they have done here and the way that they have destroyed your house.
They just got what they could, and when they couldn't get any more. And the alarm was going off, whether they were panicking or not, but they just took the bedroom apart, the main bedroom. You know? As you can see yourself.
Ian,
I am... The guy said all they want is cash and drugs, medication, you know?
That's all the usuals. All right, Ian, thank you very much for your call. And
listen, thanks for ringing me, my friend.
Terribly sorry for your trouble. Take care.
You're a gentleman. God bless.
Best to your wife. Bye-bye. And best to your son as well. Anne, good afternoon to you. You were burglarised as well.
Yes, good afternoon, Philip.
It was Friday afternoon that Ian was ripped off in Nina.
I'm in Borysakane, just about 10 miles outside Nina.
Yeah.
And my house was done on, this is Saturday the 5th. in the afternoon. Sometime I had left home at about 3 o'clock and came back at 10:30. I was at a match in Thurles, but anyway, Tipperary won, but I came back to this mayhem when I got back home.
The good mood didn't last too long. How bad was the damage?
Oh, something now like that gentleman from Nina. They had forced in the back door. And when I came in, opened the front door and looked in, I said, God, this is so strange here in the hall. What's happening here? Things were down on the floor. And I said, my God. Then I looked across. My kitchen door was open and the back door was left wide open. Walked into my kitchen and, oh, my God, I nearly collapsed down on my knees. Every press, every drawer in the dining room end and the kitchen end opened, hot press out on the floor. Oh, it's just a mess that they left behind. Up the hallway then. The bedroom, my bedroom, I said it wasn't a square inch of floor space. That everything is just pulled out. Wardrobe.
And like Ian, Anne, tell me, did it seem spiteful, the damage? I mean, was it necessary to do that much damage, try to find stuff to take?
I don't think so, because where I presume when I had just, I hadn't much, very little money in a drawer in the kitchen, and my jewellery would have been at the dressing table in the bedroom. So there wouldn't have been any need, but I would, you know, I presume, do they presume that you have money stuck into a hot press under blankets, or that you have it on in shoes in a wardrobe or something? I don't think it was necessary. So everything was pulled out, but it's the mess that's left, and you've got to go back then, and you've got to try and find where did everything come out of. But it was, it's a bit frightening.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you next. Does it change how you feel about your house?
Actually, in one way, it does, because what I have in my house now, I have so little regard for anything that was touched. Do you know what? I don't think I'd buy a bit of jewellery again. I just wouldn't have any regard for it, because every bit of gold jewellery was gone. A few pieces of silver was left, but every bit of gold jewellery. And, you know.
And would you have liked your jewellery, Anne? Would you have accumulated a few bits over the years?
A few bits I would have got, you know, presents of, and even. That even I still had my engagement ring, even though I'm separated, but I still had my engagement ring and wedding ring. And they were taken. And that's, well, no, I wouldn't have been wearing, but I'd like to have passed them on to my grandchildren.
Of course you would.
Yeah, and a few nice pieces of jewellery that I would have worn.
But that's terrible that you say now that you wouldn't go out and buy something again,
no,
or you
don't
wouldn't
think
wear
I would.
Something again.
No, no, whatever I have, whatever I've left, I'd one little string of cultured pearls that my daughter gave me, and I don't know what put it into my head to put them on me on Saturday, I said, just to wear them. I was going to the mess, and my neck looked a bit bare, and I said, here, God, I put on this little bit of pearls. Thanks be to God, I had those on me. But there's very, you know, I wouldn't. I'd have no mess and jewellery again, you know, and I love my little pieces of jewellery.
Do you feel safe in the house, Anne?
Well, I suppose I do, maybe in one sense, but I feel... the fact that it was done during the day, I said, if it was done at night time, I wouldn't feel a bit safe.
Yeah.
But of course, matter of thing, what bolts you put on the door doesn't make any difference. If they want to get in, they'll get in either by door or by window.
Have you a dog?
No, because if I had a dog, the poor dog would starve, or else he'd get arthritis because I wouldn't be walking him enough. I wouldn't.
But the vast majority of them do happen during the day, and as well, the guards on crime call would always tell me that the vast majority of them are done through an open door or an open window. At least you had the precaution of having everything locked up properly.
I had everything locked up. Yeah, but it was the back door, and you see, that wasn't visible from my... I live out the country, that wouldn't have been visible from my neighbour's house, you know, the back part of my house. So they're going to get in anyway. No, they don't care. But, you know, you feel, I suppose, a bit. I know I hear movement now around the house, and I do get a bit nervous.
Yeah.
So it was just something that we have to live with. But, Donny, I must say, the guards were so good, and they were so nice. But Philip Doherty's, they have so little resources on the ground that they're really, the robbers are gone way ahead before the guards.
Do you still have a guard station in Borrisicane?
We have, yeah. It's open from 10 o'clock until 1. But now, yeah, there are guards in. I know the guards came out to me that night from...
Go on, sorry.
The guards from Nina came out to me because the car in Borrisicane was already out doing rounds.
Right. And would you see the Borrisicane squad car around that much?
Well, you would see the squad car, but the only thing is, I feel, you don't see them out on the street walking the beat, which I think is a pity.
Yeah.
Yeah. They do. What do
you'd
mean?
Feel a bit more safe if you did.
Oh, I think I would, actually. Yeah, if they were out on the beat. Now, I do see him, you know, we'd see him in the squad car, all right. But I feel a presence that you can, like we're all looking at the older ways when years ago in Burscombe, we all see the guards walking up and down the street.
Of course, so, they would say nowadays that modern policing, this is not the way that you do it. They don't prevent crime necessarily by having a guard walking up and down the main street. But you'd feel safer for it.
I think I'd feel safer if the robbers or these by the ones that go out and rob thought, well, it's caught, yeah, the guard is there, yeah, there is a guard in Burscombe, and there's a guard here in the street. And, you know, I feel that it would be maybe a slight deterrent, but look, I think these guys, if they want to get in, they'll get in. If you want to rob, they'll rob. And I don't know what you could do to prevent it.
And there's obviously an unfortunate amount of it in your neck of the woods in Tipperary at the moment.
Exactly, in our neck of the woods. I think there was two other houses done on Saturday evening, one in Burr, and I think one in around Tuck Jordan area.
Right.
Same evening.
All right, Anne.
Yep.
Thank
okay,
you very
Philip.
Much for your call. Take care
Have
of yourself and stay safe.
Yeah, okay, Philip. Bye-bye.
Kieran, you wanted to make a point, having listened to Ian and Anne and others talking about having been burglarised recently.
That's right, Philip, yes. Yeah, I suppose, Philip, part of my background would be mental health, and I would be very interested in the effects of trauma. And that led to my involvement in this industry about 5 years ago, where I'm involved on the physical security side of things as distinct from perimeter security. And basically,
what's the distinction there? Sorry, Kieran, I don't understand.
Well, physical security deals with the strength of the locks, the doors, the windows and the glazing, vis-a-vis the perimeter security. And Ireland happens to be the only EU member state that puts alarms in front of physical security. So I was picking up on two of the comments made earlier with regard to, you know, not being able to provide sufficient resistance. And basically, because of the lack of awareness out there in terms of promoting an awareness. And
can I interrupt you, Kieran, because we've got about 20 seconds left here.
Sure.
Basically, are you saying that we're putting alarms first where we should be putting strength of locks and strength of windows first?
Absolutely. We should be looking at that first. And the Gardaí themselves would like to ensure that going forward we use the European security standards even for doors.
And that this is something that insurance industry and so on are promoting as well, instead of promoting locks and...
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, Kieran, thank you very much.
Thanks, Philip.
Thank you very much for your call and everybody else's. Emma Laffin produced today's programme. Laura Lee Davis was the BCO. Gar Duffy on sound and research by Eilish O'Shea. Until tomorrow, thank you all very much for listening. Stay tuned, though. Derek Mooney is up next.